Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. Although Sanilac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dolette. The new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by the other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues. Susanna works at the jail in security and narcotics detection and is set to retire on April 1st. The man known locally as the Wizard, a vagrant who has frequented the Port Austin and Caseville areas for years before being removed by authorities, was recently arrested after returning to the region. He has been arraigned on criminal charges and is currently being held in the Huron County Jail. No other information has been made available at this time, but we will keep you up to date as more information is released. A Bay County woman has taken responsibility for killing two Genesee County men in a drunken crash following her bartending shift. Ashley Setkowiak, 34, appeared in a wheelchair before Bay County Circuit Judge Jesse Scott Wood on Monday, March 2nd, and pleaded no contest to all three charges against her. Two counts of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing death, and one count of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing serious injury. The charges are 20 and 10-year felonies, respectively. We'll be right back.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Hi, this is Misty from McBooth's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at McBooth's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Our laundromat is clean, affordable, and easy to use. Whether you have just a few items or a full week of laundry, McBooves is here to help. Don't have the time to do it yourself? We also offer wash, dry, and fold service for only $1.50 per pound. Just drop it off and we'll take care of the rest. We also offer pressing for shirts and slacks for only $3.50 each. Save yourself the hassle and let us do the work. We're located at the corner of North Main and Brown Street in Elkton. The self-service laundromat is open 24 hours a day, and our drop-off service is available Thursday through Monday from 11 to 5. Call 989-551-5192 to arrange another time if needed. And while you're there, stop into the Mini Mart for snacks, drinks, and unique items made by local artists.
McBooves, everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we're back. It is one of the most horrific and bizarre homicides in recent Saginaw County memory. A woman tortured to death inside a hotel room, after which her boyfriend stayed with her body wrapped in a bedspread. Her boyfriend has now taken responsibility for killing her, something that will net him decades in prison. The trial of Daniel J. Varnes was scheduled to begin with jury selection before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson on Tuesday. Varnes, 47, instead opted to plead no contest to all three charges against him: second-degree murder, torture, and concealing the death of an individual. Outdated intelligence has likely led to the United States carrying out a deadly missile strike on an elementary school in Iran that killed over 165 people, many of them children, in the opening hours of the conflict, according to a U.S. official and a second person briefed on findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation into the incident. Now, dozens of Democratic senators are demanding answers from the Trump administration. The letter from more than 45 senators pressed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. The senators also raised concerns about the hollowing out of a congressionally mandated office set up specifically to reduce civilian casualties. And Iran's new supreme leader says the country should use the threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz as leverage and has vowed to keep attacking Iran's Gulf Arab neighbors. On Thursday, an anchor on Iranian state TV read the first statement from Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei since he became supreme leader. Khamenei did not appear on camera, and an Israeli assessment indicates he was wounded in the war's opening salvo. Oil prices have spiked above $100 as Iranian strikes keep hitting ships and the Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed because of those attacks. The Pentagon says the first week of war cost the United States $11.3 billion. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts, as well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.